This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl with some news from the future for you. Archie Andrews is going to die tomorrow. Not Archie the teenager. He'll be back as usual in next month's issues of Archie Comics and some other titles. The one who is going to die is a grown-up version of Archie in a series called Life with Archie, featuring stories about Archie as a married adult. Each one of those issues features two versions of Archie's grown-up life, one where he's married to Betty, the other where he's married to Veronica, because, hey, it's the comics, right? But anyway, both of those guys die tomorrow. Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains how killing Archie the character is going to help keep Archie the brand alive.
Archie gets shot defending his friend Kevin Keller, who's gay and married and running for office. Archie has kids and a job. Here's Jonathan Goldwater, CEO of Archie Comics.
It's not your traditional high school Archie. It's Archie aged up just a little bit.
And grown-up Archie's a hit. Goldwater estimates the comic sells more than 75,000 copies an issue, a lot more than an issue of Archie Comics. Just as important as the narrative tweaks, Life with Archie comes in a different size and shape, one that goes on magazine racks in supermarkets and bookstores, not just comic shops.
Basically, the 32-page comic book on the newsstand is going away, and most of the sales now on the traditional comic book are in the comic book shops.
Archie Comics' other big hit is Afterlife with Archie, in which the gang from Riverdale lived through the zombie apocalypse. I'm told some of them try to eat each other. And just as important, it's published as a series of graphic novels sold in bookstores. The latest issue was the biggest-selling graphic novel for June, according to the blog Comicron. John Jackson Miller, who runs the site, says fans know better than to take the death of a character seriously. He quotes a friend of his, a longtime comic book writer and editor named Len Wein.
No one in comics is ever really dead unless you can see the body, and usually not even then.
Killing a character is also a time-tested way to grab extra sales. Superman died in 1992, and Captain America died in 2007. Both sold lots of comics, and both came back. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.